Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush, he played for keeps. The enemy was all around, didn't Charlie ever sleep. Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back, he was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his golden arm, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol.
The Last Patrol Radio Show is a program dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police and security, firefighters and EMS. This is a veterans-to-veterans ministry. By God's grace, we're here to serve and to help bring the truth to you through the Word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man, that is a canine handler, in the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond we as veterans have is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and to hear from Him on how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio Program is a Talk to Vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veterans community and the caring and loving people who bring information, loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are the brave in that home. You and I have a lot to share on subjects we can learn from. Using the Perfect Operations Planning Manual, the POPM, also known as the Bible. Heart to heart, vet to vet, patriot to patriot, welcome home. The Last Patrol is about realizing that we have a mission that we're being called to. Each of us has a special place in this patrol. We have and are now continuing specialized training for this task and mission. This is a highly motivated and extremely skilled operations team with overpowering strength, courage, and leadership support. The air power as well, the universe knows none is awesome. The ground troops are all in the army of the Lord. We are God's warriors. Who can stand against us? Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Walk with us on the last patrol. Hi, this is veteran and pastor Ted Marshall. I want to welcome you to a show that is so special. We just returned from VetFest 2018 up in Effingham, Illinois, and we were able to record some of the music, and we'll be talking live to some of the folks on our show about VetFest and what it meant to them and the fun that they had there. VetFest was incredible. It was a great show, and I want to I'm going to send out a couple of personal thanks. And first of all, I want to thank Jerry Wisey for promoting the show, for putting the event together. I want to thank the great folks at Midwest Motorsports for an incredible event facility. And Mike, the owner, thank you so much for your hospitality. It meant so much for all of us to be there. VetFest, helicopter, oh my gosh, it was great displays. And above all, what an incredible group of musicians and recording artists and entertainer. We'll be speaking with a little bit later in the show, one of an entertainer who has a tour that's going out. And Jesse has the Veterans Tour. The artist's name is Jesse. We'll be talking to him. And he has Jesse's Veteran Tour, which is going out through 2018. What an artist and what a neat man. He's one of us. He's a Air Force Security Police veteran, and it was just really fun to meet him. It was a real blessing to meet him, and we're going to be doing some stuff together, and we'll let you We'll be talking to him about all the things that he's doing in this vet tour that he's producing, and ought to be a fun interview. What we're going to do is in the segments, we're going to be listening to some of the music, and first up, we'll be listening to Jesse in one of his one of the songs that he played. And you'll be hearing, I have to apologize, you know, when you record an event live, there are some ambient sounds that you really can't have control of, but we did the best that we can do, and maybe as we get going a little bit better, and God willing, we'll learn the proper way and use the proper equipment to make this better for you. But it's realistic because it's right there. And first, let's listen to Jesse.
Live from VetFest. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's VRM Veterans Radio.
Oh, Guarding the perimeter in one of his photos. So, but I got a lot of great country music coming up. I got a lot of great stuff coming up. This is going to be a good show. I'm not going to cut this show short. And Judy, you just got the beginning of the show, so you're not going to get cut short like you were yesterday. So we're going to have a great time today. So let me call the phone.
How you doing? Hello.
You're live. How are you, Ted?
I am doing great. And just to let you know, you are live also. We've been working all morning, Jesse, on some of the stuff from the Veterans Festival. And first of all, I want to thank all those that came and all those that really worked hard to make this festival a success. And Jesse, it was my pleasure and my honor to meet another security cop. There were few and far between, but I am right now putting together the show that I would send out to you. This will also be syndicated on the Omega Radio Network and also on VRM Veterans Radio Ministry. Jesse, how are you doing? Have you rested up?
I'm rested. I'm ready to rock and roll again. I'm ready for Memphis, the Cannon Theater on the 15th of September. It's, again, to honor the veterans.
Well, Jesse, we are looking forward to see you there. I know you're going to be coming to Florida also, and we're looking...
Yes, going to be playing the Barn down in Sanford, Florida, and I expect to do that within the next month.
Great. You give us the dates when that's going to happen, and we will be there. And God willing, we'll make it to Memphis for you too, brother. But for those first-time listening to what was going on, our veterans radio ministry out there, this is a talented, talented man, and he happens to be a vet also. And that makes it so important. His heart is in the right place. He is doing these tours for veterans. Can you tell us a little about it, Jesse, and what was your motivation to do this?
My motivation to do this is a natural thing. I was a veteran and will always be a veteran all my life. But the thing about it is I do not think that America appreciates veterans as much as they actually should. And I'm talking about the overall majority. There's a minority that are they're so dedicated to the veterans, and they so love the veterans. But it's the majority that goes upon their daily lives like this freedom came free or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agree. It's the price that's been paid, and those of us that have stood that line have a brotherhood and a sisterhood that goes way, way back, all the way back to the beginning of our country. And this awareness is something that needs to be put out there. And with this tour, also, just the folks that come to the different places that are going to be there, these aren't all veterans. These are folks that are patriots. These are folks that maybe some even never even really gave it a thought. But this exposure to what the price of freedom is real. And to have the men that perform with you, the veterans that you have perform with you, some of the acts that that you guys put together for VetFest, that was great. It's Bob Hope used to do his tours for veterans, and I think the mantle has been passed. And Jesse, I think you're the one that's picking up that mantle to make sure, first of all, that vets are entertained. But it's a different type of thing. It's also entertaining all the folks out there that aren't veterans, but letting them know that, hey, the reason why you're here, standing here free and safe, is because there's a man out there on the line someplace, or a woman out there on that line protecting you. Jesse, that's cool.
that is, and it needs to be appreciated. You know, we're just lucky that this generation has not had to face much of the war. I mean, there's been wars, but this generation has been quite lucky because there is no draft. You know, and
yeah.
if there was a draft, we would have a lot more respectful young people in this world, in this United States.
Jesse, what do you feel about that? I know sometimes I think sometimes that this volunteer service is great. They're professionals. They're good soldiers. But, man, they're being worn out. What do we do? You know, that's – my gosh. You think about it. What can we do? Should there be a draft, or should there be just a real push to educate people that, hey, you need to serve. You need to serve our country one way or the other. I feel that
I'm hardcore, you know. Basically, I figure that people should do their duty when they turn 18. I think that they should go into the service. There's too many 18 to 30 something year old people that just don't respect anything, and if they were involved, they would respect it. You know, I hate to see that. I mean, I have a 5-year-old. I hate to see the draft, you know, on one side. On the other side, there's such a total lack of respect that it's almost necessary.
Well put, Jesse, well put. You know, and there's folks that may not be able to pass the physical exam or the mental exam or so forth to get into the service. Well, they can still serve also. I am sure that there's plenty of places in this country where they could help. We used to have, I think President Kennedy started a thing called the Peace Corps. Well, we need help here in our country here. There's a plenty of places that could use some extra help. And may I suggest that they help the Veterans Administration, the VA. There's professionals that could help with some of the things that's going on at the VA. Not only just the hospitals, especially the hospitals. The care. How about visiting the disabled veteran that's out there that can't go to places? How about picking them up and taking them some places? How about going to the hospitals and making sure that the folks there, some of the jobs that could be filled there it's incredible. And the same service could be offered not through the military, but through a civilian service, is what I've always thought, which would be going to the military bases, helping out there, whatever can be done. There's a lot. There's a lot that
can
be done.
There's a million things that can be done. You know, to show that you respect that flag and that you respect the freedom. But it's the 60s they thought were bad. But they cannot compare the 60s to 2018. You know, there's so much disrespect for the flag. There's so much going on. And there's just nobody, I can't say nobody, but very few people are willing to put a step out to show America that they love America the way they should. You know, they should love America. They should love what we're doing, what we stand for, the fact that we are, regardless of what anybody thinks, we are for world peace.
That is true. And the only thing our country's ever asked, Jesse, we're not conquerors. We don't go and conquer other countries and take up their land.
Never.
Never.
We never have done that in history.
It's true. That's true. And the only thing we've asked for is a small plot of land to bury our dead. Go to Normandy Beach. Take a look there. Go to these different places throughout the country, Iwo Jima, different places like this, and you'll see the graveyards and of our fallen soldiers. And that's all we've asked. We have a country with a great heart, Jesse, and we have a country that loves our people.
We're not about hearts.
No, we're not.
The thing about America that makes them look crazy is the fact that they are hearts. America does care. America gives away money that they have to borrow. I mean, America sends soldiers in the countries that don't care about us. You know, America does so many good things for so many people in so many countries, and all we do is get criticized. Well, that's what happens to the good guy. He gets criticized.
You know, we see that every day when good things are happening. Those that really hate America just want to throw up bad news and something bad to taint that. And I think the American people are getting fed up with it. They're finally realizing that, hey, this is our country. We fought for this. We don't want to give it away. We don't want it destroyed from within. We don't want enemies coming over here and blowing up our World Trade Center and our towers and blowing up people and running over people in the streets. It's time for this to stop. And I just thank God that there's still men and women out there that want to wear the uniform and want to protect us and want to wear that blue uniform of our police, law enforcement, our firefighters, our EMS, our first responders out there. We got to back them up and support them. And Jesse,
we do. We have so many heroes. Like you said, from the police department to the firemen to the men and women that are still volunteering to go into the service, God bless them all. I mean, they are the backbone of America, and they need a lot more support than what they're getting.
Jesse, it's been a great weekend. I've been watching some of the posts that you've been able to put up, and it was really great to meet Hal Fritz, Lieutenant Colonel Hal Fritz, the Congressional Medal of Honor, and his speech was really awesome. Because he told it like it is. I mean, he told it straight from the heart, just like it is, and it was an awesome speech. Tell me your thoughts on that.
I think that, you know, when he talked about what he did, you know, a Medal of Honor is something that the man deserved to the highest degree.
Oh, yeah.
He saved his platoon. He put himself in harm's way. He went outside of his own body to do, to save people. And, what he did was the bottom line is there are no words to explain how this man did what he did when he did it in Vietnam.
No, one of the
there are no words to
No, there sure
that.
Isn't. And I suggest anybody that's out there listening and you got your computer up or your something, put this name down. Hal Fritz, Medal of Honor winner. Look up that story and you will be gobsmacked. I mean, you will just, "Oh my gosh. There's a real hero."
Excuse me a second.
Yes, sir.
Myron, to answer your question, this is Pastor Ted Marshall. Pastor Ted Marshall was in security police in Vietnam. The man that's speaking, we're all privileged to hear him speak. And what he's on is talking about Harold Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold Fritz is a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. And go ahead, sir.
He hit it right on the nose, I believe, when he said, what's the difference between a hero and a coward? And he said, 2 seconds. 2 seconds. In 2 seconds, you make the choice. Am I going to do this, which it could be hard or difficult, or am I going to run away? 2 seconds. My gosh. And, you know, heroes are made, I believe, are sewn together inside. There's a special bond. You know, as a canine handler, I knew that I had a hero walking right beside me. And my canine partner in Vietnam, you know, his job was to protect me. His job was to look out for the enemy before they came on the base to attack us. And I knew in my heart that no matter what, that special spirit that was in that canine partner would protect me, would do anything he could to keep me from harm, even to give up his own life. See, heroes can be bred. And what it is our America is a hero to this world. America has done some tremendous things to protect those that cannot protect themselves. And it's important that all of us keep that in mind and also remember, where does that spirit, where does that good warrior spirit come from? There's a special spirit that's in the heart of the American soldiers and airmen and Marines and Coast Guard and soon to be the Space Force. Is that cool?
There's a and like the nurse, the MASH nurse.
Oh, yes.
Well, like she said, you know, we didn't go into Vietnam to gain rice.
Right.
We went to Vietnam to protect the people that did not want to go under communism. So, and did not want to be ruled and did not, you know, we went into Vietnam for a reason, and it was a good reason. And the people that were there were fighting for a very good reason, is to protect the people of South Vietnam.
The sad part about it was the fake news that went out. The fake news that that twisted the truth. The fake news that turned everybody against the soldier, against the folks that were serving.
Yeah. It was all fake news, and people are so quick to take on what is bad.
It's important for all of us when it comes to fake news, I believe it's important for us to know the truth. And there are several ways we can find the truth, and that is, of course, to first of all, just take it from one news source. So take a look around and see what even if it's a consensus of four or five news sources, check those news sources out. And you know, in communications, if a lie is told and the lie keeps being repeated and repeated, eventually people are going to believe the lie. But the first thing is, we got to dig for the truth. And thank God we've got the internet where we can look at alternative news stories and find what's really going out there. What's really happening? What's the truth without all the fluff and without all the bending of the truth or the bending of for an agenda? I think we all should have one agenda, and that is to bring this country back together again. To bring this country back together again. And as a pastor, we believe that there is one way to unite this country. And I'm not afraid to say the name. I believe Jesus Christ can unite us all, can bring us all back together. And he can help those that that really need the help.
That's right. And in God we trust. When we take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, and when we start doing this and going another route, we're going to fall.
Oh, my. We need
to keep our faith in Jesus Christ and the greatness of humanity, the greatness of the American people that built this country.
Now, we are built on the Judeo-Christian foundation. Our forefathers prayed each time that they had the meetings that they were trying to write the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. That was under prayer. And when they went home to write this, they prayed before they wrote. They asked for guidance. And I believe that the documentation of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are inspired by the Lord. This is a special place we got here in America. There's no other place like it in the world. There's no other place that has all these different type of climate zones. We have tropic zones. We have Arctic zones. We have the middle zones. We have a... Like we saw on Sunday and Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, the Great Plains, the area where the food basket of this world. We can grow enough food here in this country to feed everybody. We really could. And it's a blessing. These huge, beautiful rivers we have for transportation, to getting goods up and down the Mississippi and all through the Ohio River. We are so blessed with this country. And the most important part of this country is the people here. The people here working together and trying to keep this country free.
Americans, true Americans, you can't beat. They're the best of the best of the best. And the thing about it is, the ones that have been misled, hopefully they get back on track.
Well, we're going to do all we can on this side to try to get people to understand here at the at Veterans Radio Ministry, try to get them to understand and to open their eyes and accept that the truth is out there. And you know, I call in my opening of my radio show, I say in the military we have a special operations plan that we have, and that's in the security police we had special security instructions. On each post that we went to or each place that we had to protect, we had a what to look for, what the bad things are, what we can do, what we can't do. And I believe that the Bible is our personal operations planning manual. That's what I call it, the POPM. And I advise everybody, if you get a chance, if you have one or don't have one, pick one up. Start reading the New Testament. Get an idea there. And then once you finish the New Testament, go back and read the Old Testament. It kind of puts it all on the line for you. And I've always found that the secret of reading the Bible is, and starting to understand the Bible, first of all, is go to it with an accepting heart. Go to it and ask for the truth to be revealed to you. Ask for clarity to be made. Going there with an open heart will change your heart.
Amen. Okay, that is so true. And, please, if you do nothing today, just pick up the Bible and think of how you can shake the hand of a veteran or something you can do for your country. And, Kennedy said it best, and we all know what that line was. So I'm going to sing a few songs, and then I'm going to get Ted back on the phone here in a little bit, because I plan on having a very long show today. I'm back from Effingham, the festival that was a great success. Saturday night turned out to be the highlight of it, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. Like Judy says, too many homeless veterans, as far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. there's one. So what do you think about that, Ted?
That's one of the things that we strive for also in our Veterans Radio ministry, is for folks to reach out there. It's something the country should be so ashamed of, and having somebody, yeah. homeless veteran, living under a bridge or someplace like this and nobody caring.
Makes no sense.
Here's a person that raised their hand and swore an allegiance and a pledge to the United States of America. And that including up into their own life that they would give to protect this country. Some of these men and women have seen combat. Some have not. Some of them have just really made some wrong decisions because of stress or because of PTSD. We don't know all their stories, but we know one story. That person was willing to bleed for that red, white, and blue flag. And it's time that we stood up.
And they still do.
Yes,
indeed. In their homelessness, they still believe in it.
Yes.
And they'll never stop. And if you get a chance to help anybody that's homeless or, let me know, and we'll do something. We'll do something. We'll figure it out.
Yes,
together.
Yes,
not
me.
Just me. It's not just me, it's you. It takes everybody to work together, and this is a problem that should not even exist.
Jesse, I really want to say how much it means to me to be able to reach out to your fans and to your folks and that you're introducing me to them. And, this radio ministry that we have is new. It's only 3 years old, and it is a true blessing. And how it came about to me was a miracle. I was in the security business, Jesse, for 30 years. Now, security, firearms training, police, and civilian firearms training. And
this pastor was also a professional wrestler.
Yeah, that's one of the secrets how I was able to grow my business, Jesse. I would go back into the arena the next day that we had a wrestling match, and I'd go up to the manager.
Pastor's going to kick your...
I would go back there and I said, you had some security problems in this arena last night. And they're going, yeah, yeah. I said, well, I got a card here. I got a little business of some of those guys you saw wrestling can be on that front barricade for that, for your next concert. And it worked, man.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a pastor you'll want on your side. Right. Yeah. was 300 pounds of steel.
Well, I tell you what, the Lord, when the Lord put this radio ministry in front of me, it's a true blessing. It's a calling to be able to. We have that love inside. Now, I know you've got that same love for our veterans, Jesse, and be able to reach out for them, to be able to reach out and touch them and talk to them and be able to do some guest speaking. We were invited up there, of course, as a guest speaker in Effingham, and then one thing led to the other where we brought our radio show up there and then ended up doing the emceeing for the show, for the event. Great dress rehearsal for next year, isn't it? I mean,
we're ready for the 50,000 people. They're going to show up next year.
Well, we're going to pump it all year long. I tell you what.
Yes, they are. They're starting right yesterday or the day before.
Yes, sir.
But, we're going to make sure that everybody knows about it, and we're going to help Jerry Weesey on promoting, because Jerry has just got a big heart. But as far as promoting, he never went to college for that.
No, Jerry, God bless his heart. Like you said, what a heart to help. And all he wanted to do was put on an event to help. And he picked the right place for an event though, didn't he? What an awesome place. Awesome place. And we want to thank those people out there at Midwest Auto Works also. Mike and his family out there that run that business. What an awesome
Mike Gager.
Yes, you go.
Yeah. Good man. Great man. And he's in for St. Jude's Hospital. That's where he's trying to raise enough money to run it for one day. He told me it would cost $2.3 million.
Wow.
To run St. Jude's Hospital for one day.
My gosh. Well, man, that's something worth trying to help too. You bet.
yeah. Thank you. Great cause. I want to talk to Mike. We help veterans. Veterans can help St. Jude's. We all help each other. You know, we're a good breed of people.
The best, the salt of the earth, the
that's
red,
right.
White, and blue.
It's straight. But I want to bring you on in another 20 minutes, if you don't mind, sir.
Okay, that would be fine. I'm going to have to take a break. I have to do some pastor stuff for about 30 minutes. I've got to run down there doing a feeding in the park of the homeless. And I usually go down there, and I stay in my Jeep, but I stay close by. They've had some outside influences trying to interrupt that, and I just stay there for security reasons. I can call you back on the phone. But I'm going to stop my recording here for the radio show, and we'll pick it up a little bit later. I'll call you back, or you call me when you're ready.
Yes, sir.
I'll have the phone with you. God bless you, Jesse, and thanks for coming on our radio show.
Thank you, Pastor.
Welcome to VetFest. We're recording live, and the next artist right after the helicopter takes off, Susan Marshall, the entertainers. This is like a USO show. They just dropped you off.
In my lifetime, I've met a lot of kids that grew up without a parent because their parent went off to war. And so that was the story that struck me. So here you go. Well, I never really knew him. There were pictures everywhere. He put way before I was born. His face was so familiar. Sometimes I felt him near. I could carry one that's faded and worn. All my life I heard the stories about the man he was and what his life meant to each of them. They all say he was a hero, strong in army power, and I worked so hard to try and be like him. And there's a wall made of stone, there's his name, he's not. not alone. It stands for those who sacrificed it all. It makes me proud to see it there. They fought for freedom that we all share. Lord, make me as strong as His name. Oh, whoa. I grew up without my daddy, but my mama filled his shoes. Praying what Dad would say if he were here. While I knew that he was missing, no matter what I do, what he would want for me was always there. And there's a wall made of stone, bears his name, but not alone. It stands for those who sacrificed it all. It makes me proud to see it there. They fought for freedom that we all share. Lord, make me as strong as His name on the wall. Lord, make me as strong as His name on the wall. How about a little Fleetwood Mac? Sounds a little naked with just me and the guitar, but it's only two chords, so I can't hardly screw it up, you know. That is, unless my lyric sheet goes that way, if it happens. If it does, you're going to be quick for $5. Get it, right? Yeah, there you go. I like that idea. Okay. What you have, and what you lost,
That was Susan Marshall entertaining us at VetFest. We have a few more minutes left in the show. We're going to play maybe another song from Susan, but we want to give you a flavor of what was like out there at VetFest. And next September 2019, we hope you are able to join us at VetFest. I think you'll enjoy it. It's going to be a great, great event. Now we're going to go on back to the live at VetFest.
Ed Chopper comes in and reminds me of the story in Luke Air Force Base west of Phoenix, Arizona, as rapidly being surrounded by a civilization, and the people building their houses there are entrenching and getting closer and closer to the Air Force Base itself. Okay, let me start over. Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix is rapidly being surrounded by civilians and civilizations. The complaints about the noise from the base and planes, forgetting that it was long before they were there, the base was there. A certain lieutenant colonel at Luke Air Force Base deserves a big pat on the back. Apparently, an individual who lives somewhere near Luke Air Force Base wrote the local paper complaining about a group of F-16s that disturbed his or her day at the mall. When that individual read the response from Luke Air Force Base officer, it must stun quite a bit. The question of the day, this is what was written in the newspaper, the question of the day for Luke Air Force Base, who do we thank for the morning air show last Wednesday at precisely 9:11 a.m.? A formation of four F-16s just made a low pass over Arrowhead Mall, continuing west of Bell Road at approximately 500 feet. Imagine our good fortune. Due to Tom Cruise wannabes feel we need this wake-up call? Or were they just trying to impress the cashiers at the mall with the early bird special? Any response would be appreciated. Here's the response. Regarding a wake-up call from Luke Jets on June 15, precisely 9:12 a.m., a perfectly timed four-ship flyby of F-16s of the 63rd Fighter Squadron at Luke Air Force Base flew over the grave of Captain Jerry Fresk. Captain Fresk was an Air Force officer who was previously stationed at the Luke Air Force Base, was killed in Iraq May 30th, Memorial Day. At 9 a.m. on June 15th, his family and friends gathered at Sunland Memorial Park in Sun City to mourn the loss of a husband, son, and friend. Based on the letter written in recount of the flyby, and because of the jet noise, I'm sure you didn't hear the 21-gun salute. The playing of the taps are my words to the widow and the parents of Captain Fisk as they gave them their son's flag on behalf of the United States. All those veterans and servicemen and women who understand the sacrifice they have endured, a four-ship flyby is a display of respect the Air Force gives to those who give their lives defense of freedom. We are professional aviators and take our job seriously. And on June 15th, with that letter written witness, those four officers lining up to pay their ultimate respect. The letter writer asked, who do we thank for that morning air show? The 56th Fighter Wing will make the call for you and forward your thanks to the widow and parents of Captain Press. And they thank you in honor of my pilots, because they were flying the most honorable formation of their lives. Only two defending forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other for your freedom. Well done, Lieutenant Colonel Captain Wilson Steve. Well done.
Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall again. One of the unique things at VetFest was me attempting to do a live broadcast or recording a live event. It ran into some snafus. There were some situations where the sound mixing wasn't good. And I recorded a lot of music, but unfortunately there was also background noise that people talking too close to the microphones that were crew people that didn't know that we were recording, and unfortunately their voices override some of the music and some of the raw material I could not use. But I wanted to highlight some of the artists that were there. They were really really great folks. And one of the things I'm going to do, I'm going to play some songs from their CDs so you get a chance to see what the music was like and the class of people that were there. They were top entertainers. They really were absolutely top entertainers. And we're going to play a couple songs from some of the folks that were there. I hope you enjoy it. One of the next song I want to play, Stephen Brown performed there. And what a talented artist and a good Christian artist that has some great music. I hope you enjoy the first song that Steve's got, and it's called It's All Glorious.
Look at the sky.
VetFest was a lot of fun, and it was great to see some of these artists and folks come out from Nashville and all over the country that be part of this. I'm going to play one more song from the same album, Stephen Brown, and the album the CD is Momentum, and I like this one. It's called Lift Up Your Hands.
I have never seen the rain where I did not see the sunshine. Never felt the pain where I did not feel real. They say the dark
think that you got trouble, and it seems nobody cares. Give it all to Jesus. He will answer every prayer. Sunshine, no, it won't, but it'll give you joy and peace. So lift up your hands and sing hallelujah to the King. Lift your voice, let it ring.
That's Steve Brown. He's also a Navy veteran. Hope you enjoyed him. Hope you enjoyed his music. And hope you enjoyed listening to The Last Patrols and doing our show live from the Vet Fest. This is Pastor Ted Marshall with the Veterans Radio Ministry. Please go to our website, www.veteransradioministry.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. And God bless America.